SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At a campaign rally in Michigan, Donald Trump accusing Kamala Harris of being worse than incompetent in her oversight of the southern border.
There's no greater act of disloyalty than to extinguish the sovereignty of your own nation, and that's what she's done. She's ruined our nation. She's ruined our nation.
The former president says leaders of other countries are sending criminals to the U.S. because of the White House liberal border policies.
Our border is open. Nobody can believe it. And I've been saying that the people coming in, you know, I know these leaders so street smart, and I would have been worse than them because actually Venezuela still has some people in their jails. I would have had everybody out into the United States. They probably ran out of buses and planes.
SpaceX launching a rescue mission for the two stuck astronauts. The ISS, the capsule, carries an astronaut and a cosmonaut, will arrive at the space station over the weekend, but it won't leave until February. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Ed Donahue reporting on a court appearance by the mayor of New York.
Adams is accused of accepting illegal campaign contributions and free overseas trips from foreign interests looking to buy his influence in city government. Adams' attorney Alex Spiro says the mayor is innocent and he will ask a judge next week to dismiss the charges.
There are no emails, text messages, or any corroboration whatsoever that the mayor knew about anything having to do with these campaign donations.
The mayor has denied ever knowingly accepting an illegal campaign contribution. Spiro says the case is based on one staff member who said there was a conversation.
What you have not learned is that that staffer has lied, and the government is in possession of that lie.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The union representing Boeing workers who are currently on strike in the Pacific Northwest say contract talks have broken off. This is SRN News. Christian refugees trying to get into this country.
The Pew Research Center has been tracking the paths of people who flee the nations of their birth for religious reasons. As you might expect, Jewish people who feel threatened in their homeland mostly leave for Israel. But when it comes to Christian refugees, the place they want to come is here, the United States. More than any other country or region, this country is the hoped for destination of believers fleeing persecution all around the world. Europe is a distant second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some churches launching new Christian schools on their campuses, seeking to give parents more education options aligned with their religious values. State school voucher programs are not the driving reason, but they are making the startup process easier. In Florida, Ohio, and a few other states, there's now a greater availability of taxpayer funding to pay K through 12 private school tuition. This is SRN News. California is suing ExxonMobil.
The lawsuit is for allegedly deceiving the public for half a century by promising that recycling would address the global plastics pollution crisis. It's separate from a complaint filed by nonprofit environmental organizations. ExxonMobil is one of the world's largest producers of plastics. The lawsuit alleges the company misled the public through statements and slick marketing campaigns. California Attorney General Rob Bottas said less than 5% of plastics are being recycled into another plastic product in the U.S., despite being labeled as recyclable. John Scott reporting.
Well, the shopping season for Medicare coverage about to begin. People eligible for the government's Medicare program will have from October 15th through the 7th of December, the open enrollment period, to sign up for the plans that best suit their budget and health care issues. More details at SRNnews.com.